Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. So did you know there are positive effects of talking with strangers? I just want to know, just a quick poll. Do you like to talk to strangers? Text through yes or no to 0429-985-985. I love talking to strangers, but it generally is just, you know, small, superficial talk, usually about kids if we've both got our kids with us. But people actually benefit from deep and meaningful conversations because they help us forge connections with one another. However, like me, we often stick to small talk because we underestimate how much others are actually interested in our lives and wrongly believe that deeper conversations will be more awkward and less enjoyable than they really are. Now, there was a study done where people were asked to rate how awkward they would think it would be to have a superficial chat and a deep chat, generally thinking the deep chats would, of course, be more awkward. But deep conversations turned out to be more enjoyable for the people who participated because it led to a stronger sense of connection. And in one of the experiments, the participants who had the deep conversations with one partner, then a shallow conversation with another person, they initially expected that they would prefer, of course, the shallow conversations because it's what we do, but they actually preferred the deep conversations after having both of them. So that is some pretty cool research. Go find a stranger, have a deep conversation. You might feel real good after that. Now, I just read a story about a study that shows that you get really good effects from positive effects from talking to strangers and having deep conversations with them. And I just put it out there. I said, do you like to talk to strangers? Because I do. So many texts coming in. So I thought, you know what? Let's keep talking about it. Keep letting me know about why you love talking to strangers. Give me a call at 9313-0985. Tracy, do you like talking to strangers?
Oh, hi there. Every day I meet new people in aged care, and I meet a whole generation of people who have lived lives that are so different to ours, and I love those new conversations with those people. It's fascinating.
What kind of people have you met?
So I've met a cowboy, a genuine Australian cowboy, who literally lived alone in the bush with his horse and his dog, rounding up sheep. And just yesterday, I met a man at the age of 15 who joined a whaling ship and worked on a whaling ship for 20 years. From the age of 15. It's just remarkable.
That is remarkable. You can't believe the kind of stories you can find out from just talking to a stranger.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, no, I love it. I love it.
That is brilliant. Beautiful. Thanks for talking with us, Trace.
Yeah, it's all good. It's such a privilege.
Thank you. Oh, I'm loving this. Also got Joe on the phone. Joe, do you like to talk to strangers?
I do. I'm always talking to strangers.
How are you? How? In what situation?
Often while I'm out with my daughter, could be another mother with her child, often talking about motherhood, and especially in these times as well, where it's quite tough for so many people, we're finding that just communicating with other people just gives us a sense of unity in the community.
Oh, it really does. I did that today. Do you find that kids make it easier to have a chat with strangers because you've got that, like, common interest?
Yeah, the kids are always... Well, my daughter's only two. I've got my boys are just popping in the cars as we speak, so it might get a little bit noisy. but my daughter likes to play around with the other kids.
Oh, that's nice. I love talking to strangers, mainly in the shopping line. Hey, Joe, thanks for having a chat with us. Hey, Caleb, do you like having a chat with strangers?
Yeah, I do. I'm a bubbly person. I like talking to people. I feel like if you talk to a stranger today, they could be going through something and just talking to them could make their day.
Oh, it's so true. Is there any particular circumstance you find yourself talking to strangers?
My rapping. When I see someone's upset, I freestyle. So I make a rap and I just go off the top and say something about them. They'll make them smile.
Oh, is it too much to put you on the spot to ask you to do a rap for us?
I mean, I could do a freestyle if you would like.
Yeah, go for it.
Hey, yeah. Now, I had this dream. As a young kid, I'm still chasing. I thank God for the reason I'm still breathing, because the demons try to take me. Well, I wasn't ready for that. I had a reason to be on the earth, and I stick to that. And I'm working every day with the courage on my arm, because the reason I'm just breathing was because it's straight above. That's why I believe in Jesus Christ, how he saved my life, and I'm going to change the ways. I'm going to change the Bible. See, my name is Caleb. I was made from the Bible. I was the reason to go to the promised land, because I wasn't afraid of the devil. I will face to face the man to man. You understand there was a plan, and that's how I do it every single day. Yes, man.
That was brilliant, Caleb. I just need to, we need some more round of applause in here for you. See, if we hadn't been talking to strangers, we wouldn't have been treated to that. Thanks, Caleb.
No problem. I make music and stuff. My music's just for, like, the kids who don't have a voice.
Oh, have you got a Twitter handle or a Instagram?
No, I've got, like, an Instagram, yeah.
What's that?
It's MC_CJFaith, which is CJFAITH.
Go check out Caleb. Thank you for that, Caleb. That was brilliant. Now I've got Beck on the phone. Rebecca, do you... Oh, I can't pick up that phone call. Let me try again. Rebecca, do you like to have a chat with strangers?
Yeah, I do.
What situation do you like talking to strangers in?
Pretty much anyone. I just like chatting to people. One of our pastors years ago talked about, like, not letting opportunities go past. So I've often picked up backpackers and, you know, just sort of talked to many people. And after years of being so organised and planned with every holiday, I decided to plan a holiday to Florida. And I booked my first night's accommodation, arrived in the country at, like, 11 o'clock at night, and had no idea where I was staying the next night. I basically put an ad up on couch surfing and then met a whole heap of different people and stayed with all sorts of people. So every one of them took me around and showed me local places, and I'm still friends with most of them to this day on Facebook. Thank you for that. And, yeah, had some really amazing conversations with some people and saw some things that I probably wouldn't have seen on a normal holiday to a different country.
That's brilliant. Now, did you find it ever awkward?
I'm not awkward. I just talk to them.
That's so cool. Hey, thanks so much for sharing your story, Beck.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energised.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.